Cards Daily is presented by Arizona Lottery. What's your game? Find out at ArizonaLottery.com.
Curran's fine. Yeah, I mean, he practiced full today, and, you know, Curran's like the Energizer Bunny, man. He never slows down.
All right, week 14, and let's just get the injuries out of the way right off the top. How about that? How about Dale Buchanan? He did practice in full today. That's the good news. The bad news, Jared Valdir did not. That is Will Holden at left tackle in practice as Valdir dealing with an elbow, and he is day-to-day. Paul Calvisi with Cards Daily on azcardinals.com. Now, speaking of blocking, one last note on the Rams loss. As those two blocked field goals, well, BA says he heard from the league, and there should have been penalties as the long snapper was defenseless.
They should have all been penalized, and even ones that weren't blocked should have been penalized. Very disappointing. And when I talked to the league officials, especially when I saw the Kansas City Jets game, the exact same play was penalized, and it's just the consistency throughout the league.
By the way, Bruce Arians asked for his assessment of special teams this season.
Other than last week, and you know, I thought we've been solid most of the season. Our punt returns were up. Kickoff returns are hit or miss, but no, I think we've been fine.
All right, so simply put, Bruce Arians would like to see the special teams rebound against Tennessee. As for what he'd like to see out of the receivers?
Some consistency, you know, some big plays and some consistency. We'll make a great catch and we'll drop an easy one.
I always just trying to, you know, make a play when you just so caught up in catching that ball and trying to go 80-plus yards instead of just catching the ball and get what you can get. You know, I just get caught up in that most of the times, and, you know, it come back and bite me in the behinds.
And it's not just J.J. Nelson. It's receivers not named Larry Fitzgerald. For example, against the Titans, they had 8 catches on 22 targets, where Larry was targeted 10 times and had 10 catches.
Just has a knack for finding zones, getting open, but just to see him still be able to beat man coverage on a consistent basis, you know, and he's one of those guys when the ball's in the air, you know he's going to come down with it. So just that comfort level.
Larry, by the way, is number 2 in the NFL right now in receptions, and he's 26 yards away from being number 3 in receiving yards all time and passing his good friend Randy Moss. Let's hit zoom out, though, and talk about the Titans' first ever trip to University of Phoenix Stadium.
Big physical challenge, especially defensively, against one of the best power running games in the league.
Just watching their film, we're going to go after them and attack them, but just focus on the things that we can control.
And speaking of Blaine Gabbert right there, the QB question is hanging out there for 2018. Now, BA said on Monday that, yes, the Cardinals are thinking about the future. We'll leave you with whether Gabbert's thinking about 2018.
You know, I'm just worried about what time my next meeting is. I think it's at 2:15, so the future will be when the future is, but, you know, I'm just taking it day by day right now.